Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
No idea.
I'm not in on this.
I have a feeling of what this is because I know this song. Is it start of baseball today? Is that what just happened?
It is opening day.
Oh, I was like,
LeBron James.
I went to talk into the mic and there was nothing coming out. And I was like, Bill, and then Bill wasn't looking. And I was like, Bill, and then baseball took over.
Sorry, yeah. I thought my cue said one there. It was an L.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry, LeBron.
So Baltimore plays today?
Oh yeah, we actually start off the season. Yeah, we kick it off.
Is that because of past season? Like, is it the same as NFL, like the winner?
No, we didn't win the World Series or anything.
Oh, okay.
We're just an exciting team, and we'll probably get the most views. Us versus the Angels today, 3:05 Eastern time.
Baltimore?
In Baltimore. Should be a scene.
It's going to be tough to get there. It's going to be tough to get to the game.
It is going to be hard.
No, it won't.
Because the bridge.
For the fans.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Does people walk across the bridge? Scott Key?
I don't think it's a pretty long bridge. Yeah.
They definitely don't have a train, right?
They do not have a train.
Okay, all right.
Despite what
our president says?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that one.
Oh, you didn't see that one?
I missed a lot yesterday,
that was a good
I guess.
One. Good morning, LKN.
Go Orioles.
7:08. Happy fun day to you. We got a busy day here.
It is
in the
a busy
studio.
Day.
Welcome
it's opening
back,
day.
By the way, Mames. Opening day.
Thanks.
Opening day in baseball. So for all you baseball fans out there, you American or National League?
I'm an AL guy, but I like baseball, so.
So
I'll watch them all.
So all the leagues.
Yeah.
We'll take them all on. Bar Taco's coming in today.
That's right.
New spot in Burkdale, though not a new spot in general, but they are new to Burkdale, and they're having an event coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's April 11th. Am I right about that?
Yeah, Thursday.
Not next, but the following Thursday.
2 weeks from today.
And it is a paid event. You got to buy tickets for it, and because it's basically kind of a celebratory party. You're not having to, like, order individual meals,
right.
What's included with coming. So you get delicious bites and cocktails, make your own margarita bar, tequila tasting, live music, photo booth. It's going to be just a party.
It's a blowout. It's a Bar Taco blowout.
Bar Taco blowout. So Bar Taco, Zach, the general manager, is going to be joining us in studio at 7:30. We're excited to talk to him. Pharaoh's Parenting. So it is National Child Abuse Awareness Month starting in April. Today is tie a blue ribbon on a tree. Tie a tree. And
okay.
It's where, so if you see the blue ribbons hanging from the trees,
correct.
That's what it is. It's for awareness. So we're going to talk with Pharaoh's Parenting. They're based in Statesville at 8:00 today. And then we got Ben McKeithen, general manager, Greystone Lodge, 8:30.
Busy day. I could have probably skipped today too.
On top of all the things. You're funny.
Y'all got so much going on. I don't think you need me. I'm just going to go back to bed.
Multiple times yesterday.
We need you.
Well, that too. But Michelle Fidelia, Miss Black North Carolina, mm-hmm. randomly throughout the rest of the show, I told everybody, I don't know where Mamie's at.
I was in South Charlotte. It's just so far.
I had to
pack a bag.
It's another country.
I'm telling you. We'll have Jeff on at 7:15, but. Oh man, I should have ridden with him.
If he
would have dropped me off, I would have ridden with him. I should have called him ahead of time.
I think they drop off at the Cat Center though in downtown. You know, like right in Center City.
Maybe I could have paid like
$5
and he would have dropped me off at work.
Throw him another fiver.
Yeah, yeah,
possible.
Because it was almost $6 for one exit of the toll lane yesterday.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Because you know the model is built on the more traffic,
correct?
The higher the price goes.
I added to it. But yeah, I sat in it for a very long time yesterday. So
you got to listen to the show then on the way.
I did. I got to listen to the show almost in its entirety.
How painful is it, like, from that perspective?
I'm telling you. Oh, to listen? No, not at all. The traffic, extremely. To listen was very enjoyable. But it was fun. But I appreciated you guys kicking it off with the food, the McDonald's.
7:06, baby,
yeah,
right at the top.
That's my favorite.
Hit it with it. Yeah. So are you buying Krispy Kreme from McDonald's then?
Gosh, probably not.
Is it because the glaze? Is it the lack of flavors, or is it the combo of Krispy Kreme?
Well, Bill said yesterday it's probably just going to be frozen, zapped in a microwave. It's not going to be a real Krispy Kreme donut.
Bill said that, or I said that?
Somebody said that.
I think you said that. I agreed.
Somebody said that it was just going to be.
You get
microwave.
The credit, Justin.
I said, but Bill said that the other Bill said.
I wasn't watching. I was just listening. So maybe I got y'all.
All the
confused.
Voices just. Yeah,
they just all
the voices just.
All the guys' voices just.
Oh, I'm trying to
Are you going to do a Bill impression?
Yeah, I was about to.
Please do.
He started off pretty soft there.
Please do.
Hey. Come on.
Hey, I'm Bill.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not how it sounds.
No, it's not how you sound. I don't know.
It might be.
I'm not good at impressions. I'm really not good at them.
You keep trying, though. Yeah. You keep swinging. Hey, it's
don't
baseball
stop.
Season.
Hey, batting 100.
1,000.
Oh, boy. 100. 100 not as good.
100's not good. Maybe that's what you're batting.
Batting 1,000.
Batting 100.
Man, now that just makes a lot of sense. I have said batting 100 several times, I feel like, in the past couple of weeks, and people looked at me like, oh, gosh. I don't know.
They're like, oh,
it's
yeah.
like one out of every 10.
I don't know if we want to do this with this guy or not.
They just think that tracks. Yeah, that's it.
Well, all right. I don't have any update on the bridge. My timeline did talk about a lot of conspiracy theories, but we're going to leave that to experts to investigate, and we'll let them figure things out. I did also see Amazon blimps and drones. I'm excited to share this with you guys today at some point. We'll talk about that little news action. I really, really miss Waffle House on 28.
Oh, man, me too.
And there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity here. We'll talk about this throughout the day, too. I think there's an opportunity where we can get Waffle House back to exit 28.
I'm intrigued.
The closest one to me is 23. Is there one on 36?
There is
one on 36. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mooresville, who's holding it down still. Shout out to Huntersville. H Vegas? Can we call it that because they have a Waffle House?
Okay.
M Vegas?
No.
A lot of Vegas.
Let's start it.
Let's see if it takes off at all. A question I'll pose to you today, Mames, at some point. When was the last time you went to a store to actually buy a computer? Mm. We'll talk about that probably at some point. Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah, it looks like you got a couple of things on here, too.
Yeah, yeah. Bojangles, new Bojangles, had a little sign fail.
Oh, no!
North Carolina. Yeah.
No!
Yeah. I wonder how much that costs. So, yeah, it'll be a good time. Good time to figure that one out. So, I found a solution to my gas pumping issue.
You did?
And it's not an electric car.
Wow.
I'm very intrigued about this.
I am very excited about this, too. I found it at 4:30 a.m. And man, I could not wait to share it with you guys.
Middle of the night, firing off
is
messages, looking
night,
at content.
4:30 a.m.
That's a fair question. I was up at 1.
I know.
Is that middle of the night?
Thank you for that notification at 1 a.m.
Okay, so you got the ping. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I forgot to do the do not disturb last night. So,
do you leave volume on your phone? Like when it's on your nightstand? Like is volume on?
I think I had turned it on last night because I knew my dad was going to call. But usually it's on silent all the time, and I forgot to remute it after I finished talking to my
bing,
dad
bing,
last
bing,
night.
Bing, 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 bing,
yeah,
bing.
So, yeah, lots of notifications.
Bill, you volume on the evenings, or you?
Typically, because I am very scared of getting my alarm not on.
Right. Yeah. You don't want the other setting to infiltrate the other setting.
Correct. Correct. Self-sabotage.
Right.
At that point.
Influence them.
Right.
Idiom, whatever, you know, I mean, there's multiple things that
you're
can
saying
happen
words
there. That's it. Also new student loan repayment program for the Department of Education. First look at the streets when we get back.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That's morning pep talk for Lake Norman Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, North. No, good morning, North Carolina.
Carolina.
North Carolina. Good morning, okay.
The whole state.
7:18. Well, the baseball anthem that got kicked off on the start of the show threw me off. I bet you maybe opening day has got everybody wilding out on the streets. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Irondale County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane with Jeff. That's where you want to be when you're cruising Southside.
That's right.
Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Justin and Maney. 77 southbound traffic is getting a little heavier this morning. There's no accidents to report now. 77 north, the same way. There's pockets of some heavy traffic. The secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any problems. So hopefully it'll be a good Thursday for us.
Let's hope so. It's not raining. Is it supposed to rain today at all, Jeff? Do you know?
I don't know. The streets are drying up some, so which is a good thing.
We do like that, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, you got to tell them double me. So you're just traffic guy right now. If you want the weather, that's gonna cost.
Yeah,
that's it.
Jeff, NCAA picks back up tonight. Who you got winning tonight?
Well, I'm hoping that Carolina wins. To be honest, I haven't really kept up, so I don't know who really is playing tonight, except for I know that Carolina's the 9:30 game. So
I'm going with Jeff on this one. I'm on Team Jeff tonight. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you. We'll check in with you at 8:15.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too, sir. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way. Today's Thursday, so they're going to Winston-Salem today. ICATS can pick you up at your front door, only $1 to commute from your front door to Winston-Salem and $1 to come back. Kind of a killer deal. It's hard to beat it.
Can't beat it.
Good Morning North Carolina kind of had a nice little ring to it, didn't
it? Yeah, we're starting a new show.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day. Give us the Megillah, Billa.
Well done.
Thank you. That was yesterday's word of the day.
I know that.
Megillah.
That's good.
Today's word of the day, presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th.
Megillah means full story, by the way.
Sorry, I got my chair on low.
Whoa. Yeah, just a little
here we go.
Up action
here we go.
There.
Calling up to the big leagues.
Hey-o.
Today's word of the day, again, presented by Merlefest. We're dealing with an adjective here, a word that I've heard quite often, maybe never in its full length. Today's word is auxiliary.
Mm. Auxiliary. Not to be confused with auxiliary.
I don't know.
How do you spell it?
For those following along at home, we're dealing with an adjective here, auxiliary.
Auxiliary.
Yes. Now, that's precisely right. However, Webster's dictionary has the pronunciation. Maybe we've been saying it a little off.
Auxiliary, like additional,
extra.
Extra.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are flirting with it already. How about this sentence? The auditorium has an auxiliary cooling system used only on particularly sweltering days.
It's for like overflow.
Additional.
Yeah. Extra for overflow purposes.
More. When needed,
I can tell you guys
this.
Want it real
when
bad.
When you don't have enough,
you use this.
Use the auxiliary room.
Okay. Break here when necessary.
You guys are very close. All right. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you because I think we're kind of caught in a one-track mind. And you're not far off. You're not far off. In general use, auxiliary describes someone or something available to provide extra help, power, etc., when it's needed.
That's exactly what we said.
In linguistics, an auxiliary verb, also called a helping verb, is used with another verb to do things like show a verb's tense or form a question.
I think the pronunciation is also like as if it's a different
auxiliary.
Auxiliary. I'm just used to saying auxiliary.
Yeah. Right.
I thought it was auxiliary too.
Have I been saying it wrong my whole life? Is that it is the same word? I've just been saying it wrong.
Correct.
And like everybody I know has said it wrong too.
Like, right. Like plug that cable into auxiliary port 6.
Auxiliary.
Auxiliary.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm picking up.
The whole world is wrong then.
That's right.
Something. Someone needs to correct that.
That's what I'm here
that's
for.
What he's
that's
doing
why
right now,
I felt
today.
It was an interesting word.
Clip it. TM.
Trademark it.
Auxiliary. Auxiliary.
Auxiliary.
Auxiliary.
All right,
auxiliary. Yeah. Brought to you by Merlefest.
Oxcourt.
Coming to you April 25th through the 28th at Wilkes Community College. We were joined by the festival director a couple days ago, Wes Whitson. He was telling us all about it. A lot of parking stuff already sold out. A lot of great opportunity, though, still for some tickets. A lot of cool RV parks around Wilkes Community College. Also going to be tied to a giveaway we're going to do with Greystone Lodge, where you're going to get a free two-night stay. And then a four-pack of tickets to Merlefest.
It'll be a good time.
So the two bands I keep coming back to, just whatever reason, you know, I keep catching my eye. When I look at this lineup, because you know there's over 100 artists coming to Merlefest. Something just about Gravity Check Juggling and Jig Jam. Those two, just every time.
You're going to be front row for both of those, right?
Every time I just scroll past them here on this lineup, just catches my eye. You know, who doesn't want to see Gravity Check Juggling?
I'll watch it.
I mean, gravity is the enemy of jugglers.
That's true. That is
true. It's like their main opponent, other than, I guess,
their own self.
Them. Yeah.
Their coordination.
Oneself. Auxiliary.
And then Jig Jam?
Come on.
Just sounds like a good time.
That does sound like a good time.
Isn't that like a, like, can jam?
I don't know if I should listen to it or eat it.
Sit on it.
Right. Hey, now.
Well, maybe they'll hand out, like, jars of jam while you're there.
Oh.
That'd be good.
Different flavors.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That'd be a good time.
Mentioned to you the Department of Education. Don't know how I landed on this last night. Well, I do know how I landed on it.
I can tell you how.
Okay, yeah, I do know how I landed on this.
You searched long enough.
So they put out a new, what they're calling the SAVE plan. You know, because there's this whole thing, right? Recently, fairly recently, I think, 30, 60 days, student loans became due again, like in the sense of you have to start paying it again. And so they've come up with a new income-driven repayment plan. An IDR plan is what they call it, giving you that inside lingo on the Department of EDU. The Saving on a Valuable Education Plan is what they've called this. Offers lower monthly loan payments. Fast facts that they give you here about it. It's an IDR plan. Again, an income-driven repayment plan. So it has to do with the amount of money you make. Right. And that's how they determine what your repayment is. The SAVE plan lowers payments for almost all people compared to other IDR plans. Okay. SAVE plan has an interest benefit. If you make your full monthly payment, but it's not enough to cover the accrued monthly interest, the government, aka the taxpayers, covers the rest of the interest that accrued that month. This means that the SAVE plan prevents your balance from growing due to unpaid interest. So beginning in February 2024, that was 2 months ago, almost now. Well, a month ago, except come Monday, it will have been 2 months ago because Monday's April 1st. They will give borrowers who originally borrowed $12,000 or less forgiveness after as few as 10 years. Hmm. More elements of SAVE will go into effect summer 2024. So new income-based repayment plan here for student loan people. Figured it'd be good to give you guys that information, let you know.
Thank you. That is
very exciting and informative.
Thank you.
Do you have a website where people could go and learn more?
Studentaid.gov. That's G-O-V, in case you were wondering.
Yes.
For government.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a government-based...
for the people.
Organization. Well, not an organization. Entity?
Hmm.
Operation?
Right.
I think entity would
department?
Fit. Department, yes.
Arma? Auxiliary?
Auxiliary?
Entity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the new thing? We're going to use the word as many times as possible.
We're trying to. I feel like we should.
Yeah.
To get the whole Megillah.
That's right.
That's it.
Megillah was the right word?
Megillah is the right word. The whole story.
Got it.
You got it. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Super proud of you. I owe you
dollars to remember the words.
I feel like I'm working through
it
today. I'm working through it today.
You're doing a good job.
You know, to get the whole Megillah, well, I guess I should write down, because I wrote down Megillah yesterday, and that helped me, I think, with saying it. Now, for today, the something auxiliary that you may want to know. You know, Amazon is planning to deliver by drones at some point. I thought they were too. I think they are, but I have not personally received, to my knowledge, an Amazon delivery via drone.
I mean, mine shows up like 8 o'clock in the morning. So, but
you hadn't had a 6 a.m. delivery yet?
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe 6 a.m. Yeah. There's many mornings I'm leaving to come here and I'm tripping over Amazon packages coming out the door. So,
Bill, do they deliver via drone in the city of Charlotte?
No, they used to have the little robots.
What robots?
Yeah, they would just
Who got robots?
They would just like be rolling down the sidewalk, I promise. And they have like a little heart on there.
People start kicking them.
Nobody really. I mean,
get out of my way.
They certainly were tempting to mess with. Nobody really did. I didn't, at least. I was more fascinated that it knew, like, to stop at a crosswalk.
Did you, like, follow it around, like, with a camera and everything?
Right, where is this package? So I followed it around with my drone.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Intercepted the package.
Intercepted the package.
Yeah.
Well, now there's a picture, and I don't know if this is, I do not know if this is AI or not, but Amazon now has blimps and drones. And it appears what we'll see is the Amazon blimp, basically a warehouse in the sky,
yeah,
parked on top of a city. And little mini dronettes.
Okay, I'm watching this video and this is scary. I don't like this at all.
It's a little real, right? It's
yeah, a little, it makes me a little bit scared.
Wait, there's a video?
Yeah, scroll to the next one.
Dang.
You didn't see the video? No.
No, I just saw the picture and I made it up in my mind. But now that I see the video that is accurate to the picture I had in my mind, I don't like it.
Is that
it.
What you were thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
I mean, I just see this thing, giant thing parked over, you know, Bank of America Stadium. Drones.
Yeah, it looks like a attack or something.
Yeah, I'm getting Evil Empire vibes there.
Saying,
sure.
No, thank you. Can you
But
choose?
If you can get your package within 2 hours, does that change your mind?
No.
It's not worth it still?
I mean, what if I need something within 2 hours, I feel like I can go get it in my car.
Are these Tesla driven? Or what's the robot's name from Tesla? Artemis?
I'm not sure.
That Elon created.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
We can't remember. We'll call him.
I try not to name him.
Oh, wow. It gets too real at that point.
Right.
Bar Taco up next.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:33. Happy Little Friday to
That's
you.
Right.
Little Friday already. Wow. Joined now by Zach Gauthier, GM of Bar Taco. Good morning to
Good
you, Zach.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Bar Taco, if you haven't seen yet, in Birkdale Village, beautiful, centrally located right there at the plaza, right across at the roundabout area. It's looking like it's been pretty busy there for you guys.
That would be an understatement. Yeah, it has been, the response from the community has been amazing. It's, there's not a slow time.
What brings in the people more, food or the great service? Which one do you think capitalizes more?
I think it starts with our ambiance. Like people look in and they see it and they're like, that place looks incredible. And then they come in and then the whole package just kind of blows them away. The food, the service, everything. The fresh squeezed juices for the drinks.
And I had never been, the Bar Taco in Birkdale is the first Bar Taco I'd ever been to.
Right.
And it's not Mexican food. It's like Mediterranean vibe. So I'm Greek too. So okay. For me, this is like a good, yeah. It's like tacos, which are delicious Mediterranean style.
But then a friend of mine that moved here from California, she likes it because she says it feels more like authentic tacos that she would get out in California too.
Just authentic, good cuisine and fresh ingredients.
Flavors from all around the world.
So what's it like being the GM of a place where like literally you could eat 1,000 tacos a day?
It's hard to not eat pork belly all day, every day. It really is. It's so easy and quick. It's tough to not eat tacos all day long.
When in your life, let's look back, the first taco you've had, do you remember your first taco?
Oh God. When I was a kid, probably I had probably ground beef with cheese and sour cream. And that is not what you're going to find at Bar Taco. I promise.
Bartaco.com. You guys have an event coming up on April 11th. And the point of it is really just to celebrate with the community.
It's twofold, really. It's to kind of do like a grand opening thing for us to kind of, you know, like a welcome to Birkdale. But it's just as much about this charity that we're involved with. And it's a local organization here in Huntersville called Cool Kids Clubhouse. Amazing organization. They do work with pediatric cancer patients. They do a lot of great things. And like I said, they're local. So that was kind of a no-brainer for us to pair with them. So 100% of the ticket proceeds go right to that organization. So that's really the main driver of why we're doing this.
It's interesting because most restaurants, right, when they're having a grand opening, the focus is on them. Yeah. But the team at Bar Taco has decided to make the focus again about the community and the wonderful things going on. Why?
We're a pretty big organization, but we're definitely community first, right? We do... some of the bigger chains, you know, they pick those huge, huge hospitals, things like that. We have a team made up of local managers that works with our team, our corporate team, to pick local charities so we can be more involved in the community. So like I said, the Cool Kids Clubhouse for us was kind of a no-brainer. They're right in Huntersville, and they do a lot of amazing things, so we want to be involved with local charities.
And again, the event, Bar Taco, Cool Kids Clubhouse is who they're supporting. Thursday, April 11th, 7 p.m. You have to buy tickets.
You do.
And it's $60 a person, but you get, it's not just the ticket for the entry.
Right.
You've got delicious, the bites and the cocktails. Make your own margarita bar.
So it's $60 will get you all you can eat, all you can drink.
Fat and happy. It'll get you fat and happy.
Make your own margarita bar. We have a tequila tasting. We have live music. We're bringing a band in. It's going to be just a party. It's going to be a great time.
It sounds like it's going
to
be.
It sounds like a great time. Yeah. And also like knowing that you're giving back to a great cause in the community too.
Yeah, we're giving back another way too. We launch, so we used to do, it was called the Bar Taco Secret Taco, and that would change every 6 to 8 weeks, and it was kind of a cool way for us to like drum up social media buzz.
Secret tacos.
Yeah, not on the menu, so people would have to come in and kind of search it out.
Like Cheeto taco? You ever had a Cheeto taco before?
I've not had a Cheeto taco, but I'm going to suggest that to the culinary department.
Just throwing that one out there.
But the secret, when you say search it out, how do you find it?
So you'd have to kind of look for it on our Instagram page and find it. So we would get, you know, we started getting thousands of people coming into all the different Bar Tacos looking for these tacos. So we've kind of rebranded it to be more local, or I'm sorry, more community driven. It's no longer the Secret Taco. It's now the Giving Taco.
Oh. So... give me a taco.
So we're launching our new one on April 3rd. It's a soft shell crab taco. But the deal with the Giving Taco is every single taco that we sell, a dollar of that will go to a charitable organization. In this case, for us, the Cool Kids Clubhouse.
Very cool.
That's awesome. So the tequila tasting, live music, photo booth too. So people can be there. Yeah. It's like going to be like a party.
That's a lot for, yep. I mean, that you get a lot of stuff for $60. It's hard to go out for a night for $60.
Yeah, tickets are going fast.
Yeah, I imagine so. And I would imagine that the space is limited. So talk to us about kind of the process with Burkdale. We know Maureen, she's been in several times
Maureen's
here.
Great, yeah.
What's it been like with Burkdale, and you guys liking the vibes there and everything else? Or
The people in Burkdale are phenomenal. Maureen, Pierre, they have been great. They actually come in 3 or 4 times a week just to check on us, just to say hi, ask if we need anything. North American Properties that runs all the valet, they've been super helpful.
Quality.
They're helping us with valet for the night of the party. So
nice.
The reception that we've gotten from everybody in Burkdale has been amazing.
When you're there, because you're there every day, I would imagine.
All the time,
probably like from here, you're going to go.
I'm going straight there.
Yeah, I imagine. Yep. Hey, nothing wrong with tacos at 8 a.m. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you on that one. When you look out across Burkdale, you drive through Burkdale, and you live locally.
Yeah.
What's your take on kind of the Lake Norman scene right now, the culinary scene, and kind of how you see Bar Taco kind of fitting in?
Yeah, I've been in this area since Burkdale was built. So I watched that whole kind of, I don't know if I'd call it a rebranding, but they basically just changed everything in there. And I think they've done an amazing job. All the things that they've brought in. One of the coolest things is that there's really no two things that are alike. There's nothing around like Bar Taco. You know what I mean? There's every restaurant in there is completely different. So I think they've done a great job on who they've brought in. I personally think we probably snagged the best spot in Burkdale. I mean, the location's just unbelievable. It draws everyone's attention. And it's been, like I said, the reception's been unbelievable.
It was Corkscrew, I think, prior to?
Corkscrew, yeah.
It was, and a boutique.
Yes.
And they bought both of them and knocked the wall down. And
you know when like a business that people like, a spot people like goes away, they get a little upset. But I think they're going to be happy now with Bar Taco. I don't think they're going to be mad.
You guys have done a beautiful job with the space, too. I've not been inside yet, but every time I walk by, it's just beautiful. The patio space is so gorgeous.
Yeah. It's a good spot.
Looking forward to Mames
likes
inside.
It. She likes it. I can tell.
Summertime, that patio is going to be a great spot to sit. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Already now, the past couple, there's been a few days already and you guys have been slammed.
Oh, yeah.
We came out, Demi and I, we went there for the St. Paddy's Day event. Of course, it's a luck in the village. Luck of the village.
That Saturday, right?
And it was packed.
Packed.
Oh my gosh. There were people waiting outside. There was lines everywhere. And I just wanted a margarita. I said, I can't even get a margarita right now.
One of the cool things about Burkdale is that it's, you know, the social district.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, even if people don't come in to eat, they just come in, grab a margarita and walk around Burkdale with it. So we've actually, we had a custom bar built that we're putting out in front. So you don't even have to come inside. You just walk by, grab a margarita, and
Good vibes right there.
Yeah. Man, you're speaking my language.
I do want to. We're going to save the talk of the menu for the next segment, probably more so because I need to get a bib in case I start drooling. Just to be safe. I think that that's a better thing to do. We are going to post the link on our Instagram for people to go, for the tickets to buy, too. So we do want to help promote that. Supporting Cool Kids Clubhouse. That's very awesome of you guys to come in and support a nonprofit. But the kind of build-out process of, like, GM, as GM, did you have to be part of that, too? And like have your eyes on like kind of the stages and where things have been out through the process?
Yeah, I was able to get in there. I was traveling a lot in the beginning, going around to different Bar Tacos, but I was able to get in there at least once a week and just kind of watch the progress. And I got to walk around the GCs and they asked me, hey, where do you want this? You know, what is this? How does this look to you? So I was able to do that, but they are very specific on how they design it. You know, we're big on ambiance and vibe and all that. So they're big on how they're going to put it together.
So what was your, prior to Bar Taco, what were you in the service or food industry, restaurant tour?
I've been in restaurant management for over 20 years now. So
dang. Yeah. So you've seen some things.
I have. I've seen
a couple
things.
Especially in the Lake Norman. You've been in the Lake Norman area this whole time?
Greater Charlotte area. Yeah.
But for
never
the past
worked
20 years.
In Birkdale.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen so much change around here.
Oh, yeah.
And the way the restaurant industry has changed a lot, right? The way people, you know, in a post-COVID world, delivery, online ordering, how big of an emphasis is that for you guys?
Oh, that's post-COVID, you know, the to-go food and the Uber Eats and the DoorDash and all that just exploded. I mean, it was, you know.
It's almost a necessity. Like, if you don't do it.
If you don't do it, you're just losing sales. If you don't do it, you know? I mean, it jumped up. To-go sales jumped up 30-40%, you know, right coming out of COVID. So, yeah, like you said, if you don't have it, you're throwing money away.
Now, do people have to go through DoorDash and Uber Eats, or can they order direct through Bar Taco's website?
That's actually the best way to do it, is just go right through us, Bar Taco's website, through our online ordering system.
And is it a smooth pickup process? You guys got all that worked out as far as all that?
I like to think so. Yeah.
So bartaco.com, BARTACO, spelled like it sounds. If you hadn't been yet, you got to check it out. In Birkdale Village, they got an event coming up, again, supporting Cool Kids Clubhouse. Tickets are $60 a piece if you want to come. But that's not just to get in the door. You get the delicious bites and cocktails, make your own margarita bar, tequila tasting, live music, photo booth. You leave fat and happy.
Man, it's going to be a good time.
That's definitely going to be a good time. Celebrating Bar Taco coming to the Lake Norman community, specifically in Birkdale. And a great time. You can just walk around with your margarita and have a good time.
And we do have a promo code for your exclusively for your
listeners. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
If you put in Hi Neighbor, you get 25% off that ticket price.
Hi Neighbor. Yeah. H-I?
Yep.
I think that's how you spell hi, right?
That's it. Okay.
Hi Neighbor.
I tried to go with auxiliary, but the company did not go for it.
There it is. All right. We're hanging out with Zach Gauthier, general manager of Bar Taco. Again, the event coming up April 11th. We'll post that link as well on the Instagram. Can you stick around for another segment?
I can.
We're going to analyze the menu.
Woo.
We're going to figure out what's the best. Coming back.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:48. Man, I forgot the bib. I forgot to get
my bib. You forgot to get it?
We were
talking about
during
food.
The break.
You know what? We're just doing what we do best and talk about food.
Zach Gauthier, general manager of Bar Taco, grand opening celebration coming up Thursday, April 11th, in partnership with Cool Kids Clubhouse, local nonprofit. $60 a person gets you in the door, and it's not just to get in the door. You get delicious bites and cocktails, make your own margarita bar, tequila tasting, live music, photo booth. Man, leaving fat and happy. If you want to go, Hi Neighbor is the discount code too, right? If you want to.
25%
off. We're going to have the link on our Instagram, WSIC News. We'll share that too with LKN Memes as well. Hi Neighbor is that promo code, Thursday, April 11th. Okay, so now let's look at this menu, because I've held off long enough trying to determine what is the best taco. Zach, your favorite taco on the menu?
My favorite taco is the chorizo taco.
Chorizo.
Yes. All right. What else other than chorizo is in that taco?
Wait, so for those who don't know, for,
chorizo
for,
is sausage, for, right?
Okay, all right.
It's a Mexican and that
was,
sausage.
That was for other people yep. that didn't
Not
know
Not you. You no, knew. You no. knew exactly what that was.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, ours is a Argentinian sausage. So it looks more like a, when we cook it, it looks more like a burger patty. Mm. So it's not like a crumbled Mexican style chorizo that most people are used to. So we do that with like a red chimichurri sauce and some diced onions on there. Our sauces, everything we do is fresh and it's just packed with flavor. So
do you cook as well? Are you like chef style too, or just the man?
I have an executive chef and sous chefs.
So do you make your own tacos when you make them at Bar Taco?
I do. Yeah. Yay. Every once in a while. Yeah. But our chefs are really good. So,
oh gosh, that's
sometimes
awesome.
I like to get creative and change some things up.
Well, it'd be dangerous for me to have full access to the ingredients at the shop here.
It is right. dangerous.
Start making different combos and stuff.
We have to, as managers, we have to taste test, you know, everything that's in
struggle,
there.
I'm
so
sure.
Yeah. It's tough.
Sheesh. All right. I had the Baja fish tacos whenever my wife went by there and picked some up.
Yeah, that's a winner.
They were, wow.
Second most popular taco on the menu.
All right. What's first most popular?
Pork belly.
Pork belly's number one.
Can't go to Bar Taco and not have a pork belly taco. That's what we're known for. It's our signature.
I have my eye on that one for next.
Yeah.
I did try the chili lime shrimp too. Is it chili or chile?
Chili lime shrimp.
Okay. I also got my eye on the roasted duck.
The duck is fantastic. That's my son's favorite.
Who comes up with these combos? You guys have like a secret lab somewhere, like Willy Wonka Choco Factory kind of thing?
We just have an amazing culinary team.
I mean, because some of these combos, mushroom with queso fresco.
Not mad about that.
The seared chorizo, spiced chicken verde. I mean, again, this is why I needed the bib, because I'm here looking at the menu. Is it... The rice bowls too. Is there like the gluten kind of stuff going on in any of this?
So
or
one of
thinking of
people? One of the coolest things about Bar Taco is our entire menu is gluten free.
The entire
except
menu,
except the kids quesadilla, because that's on a flour tortilla, right. And then our desserts. Everything on the menu other than that is gluten free.
Those bowls don't play either.
Those bowls are. That's one of my go tos.
They are lethal.
Yep.
Yeah.
A great lunchtime, filling enough. But not going to bog you down.
Great way to describe it.
Not going
to
lose your pep in your step.
That's correct. Right. It's actually going to give you a little bit of energy.
Now, how about when after I polish off the bowl, I take one of these slices of tres leche.
Now that.
And I put that down.
That's a different story.
Yeah. Now that we're in a different game.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, Zach, but like probably like 2 months ago, I tried some tres leche. And I don't recall earlier in my life really ever having tres leche, though I probably had it because I've had many slices of cake in my life. But tres leche is at the top of my list right now. How good is this tres leche? I've not had it. I'm full disclosure.
Yeah.
It is delicious. You won't have another one after you have ours.
He ain't lying. It's good.
Bill, you've had the tres leche?
I have.
Did you have a bowl and the tres leche and then take a nap?
No, I actually think because I used to live right next to a Bar Taco.
The one in Atlanta?
Yes. It was my neighbor.
That could get dangerous.
Yeah. It was very dangerous. Yeah. I think we just got dessert one night.
That's enough.
Yeah.
And so, Zach, we were also talking about during the break, like who's typically coming in and hanging out. You guys are seeing a lot of families come through Bar Taco and hanging out there as
tons
part of the experience.
Yep. Tons of families.
What's that like as far as for people come in, they want to get a table. Is the space designed, high chairs, all that kind of stuff? Or what's that like?
It is. The restaurant itself is pretty big. And spread out. It gets a little tight when we're obviously when we're full and we're packed, but plenty of room to put strollers and high chairs and all that. We do. One of the reasons kids love us so much is we give every kid a coloring book when they come in, and that just kind of blows them away.
Oh, you'd have my kids right there. You definitely have my
and
kids.
The parents like it too. You know,
definitely.
It keeps them occupied, especially if they got to wait for a table. They can sit there and color for a little bit. So we're super kid friendly, super pet friendly. We have dogs on the
pet
patio
friendly.
All the time. Yeah.
You bring in Layla?
Bring in Layla, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She'll eat a taco or two, too. There you go.
The other thing is, at some point, it switches to, I don't want to call it a bar scene, right? But kind of more nightlife-ish, right? You guys have that atmosphere and that vibe.
Bar is in our name. That's
that's true. That's a good point.
At the center of every Bar Taco is the bar. That's kind of our focal point. Our bar fills up before anything else does. We have 30 seats at our bar, and that's the first 30 things that fill up when we open up.
And I'm on your website again, bartaco.com. I'm looking at the kitchen hours for the Burkdale Village location. It says 11 a.m. to late daily.
Late.
What is that?
We're there until the last person leaves.
Is that a challenge?
I'm just saying. I think I'm going to have to leave and head back with you after this.
If you're hanging out at the bar drinking a margarita, we're not going to make you leave.
Man, what? did you do research on me before you came in?
I knew exactly what I was coming into. Yeah.
What's your favorite margarita that you guys have?
So people ask me that all the time, and we have a ton of amazing cocktails. Everything is fresh squeezed. If you come into the bar and you sit down and order a margarita, we are cutting the lime and juicing it right in front of you. It's as fresh of a drink as you can get. But the long answer to that is the spicy margarita, my favorite thing. It's, you know, it's one of the simplest things on there, but it's my favorite drink on the menu.
Yeah, I do like a spicy margarita. How spicy is it?
I love spicy.
Okay.
I kind of have a high tolerance, but I don't think it's overpowering at all. It's our bar taco margarita, our regular margarita, but we just put a little bit of jalapeno extract in there.
I don't think it's spicy. Demi just literally big fan of the spicy margarita. So I don't think it's that. She doesn't like spicy.
Yeah, Ross texts me too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Everyone is loving bar taco margaritas
right
now. That's
what I like to hear.
Is it bad that if I'm more of a mojito guy? Is that okay?
No, I love a mojito.
The mojito is great, and it's a perfect drink in the summertime.
And I'll tell you, it's hard to get a mojito here in Lake Norman. I've had like two really good ones, but most places don't like to muddle the mint. And so, yes, anywhere.
Muddle the mint?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
We muddle the mint.
We muddle it?
We do.
Let's muddle it up.
Yeah, I love a mojito. So
There's one drink on this list that I think Rob would like as well. Ranch water.
Ranch water is really popular.
That's a thing. Yeah. Like that's a Texas kind of thing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, that's where it started. Yeah.
I don't know much about it. I just know I've heard it. I've seen it on
too.
The show.
Yeah, you talk about food. I'll talk about the drink.
Okay. We'll separate that out.
All of them.
Do you guys make custom cocktails? Like if someone came and said, I want a blue motorcycle, let's say, would you guys can do that?
If we've got the liquor for it, we'll make it. Yep.
That's where it gets dangerous right there.
Yeah.
So you stick to the menu is what you want to do there. Sangria, also spicy wine. Is that what sangria is also known
as?
Not spicy, no.
How's the sangria there, though?
That's very popular. We do that one in a pitcher.
I would imagine. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. It kind of stays ready to go.
We do a clerical on top with fresh fruit on top of it.
Yeah, that's a good one for like a brunch, like a girl's brunch. Yeah, we usually do a pitcher of sangria with that.
How about the Bar Taco team? Are you guys hiring full staff? You're ready to go? Are you always hunting for people and keeping a list? What do you guys like to do?
We're always hiring.
Yeah.
And we just, as the weather gets warmer, we're only going to get busier and busier.
Yeah.
So we're always hiring constantly.
You seem like a pretty cool dude to work for.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. What do you like? Like, what's your style of being the general manager there? Is it everyone like together? Or are you more like, yes, chef? Yes, chef. Like, is it like that kind of stuff?
I am very hands on. I like to lead by example. You know, I jump in with you. I don't scream. I don't yell at people. You know, I'm right there.
Can
you
tell Mamie that? She's kind of yells at me.
She looks like she's ready to yell at you right now.
I'm a tough one to work for, that's for sure.
Zach Gauthier joining us, general manager of Bar Taco. Bar Taco's got an event coming up April 11th, and it is also in partnership with, and as of course I leave my page, here we go. Cool Kids Clubhouse, Thursday, April 11th, 7 p.m. Tickets are $60, so you do have to buy them in advance. We'll have the link on our Instagram. A 25% discount, thanks to Zach and the team at Bar Taco, if you use the promo code HIGHNEIGHBOR. And high is H-I.
I did confirm
that. That is how you spell that.
We'll spell it out for you on Instagram, on the socials, when we put it out there, too.
Delicious bites and cocktails, make your own margarita bar, tequila tasting, live music, photo booth. You leave fat and happy and have a great experience and a lot of fun doing it. Zach, what is it about Bar Taco that makes it so unique compared to other places?
Sure. It's we do healthy, upscale style street food in kind of a relaxed environment. Our main goal is that when you walk in, you feel like you've left the real world behind and you're on vacation. And that's kind of the feeling you get when you walk in. And people tell me that all the time. They say, God, it feels like I'm at the beach when I walk in here. And that's exactly what we're going for. And then we have delicious food and drinks while you're there.
So much of restauranting is the placement of the location of the restaurant. It just seems like such a natural fit with Burkdale and like this kind of social style now and events.
Absolutely.
It's different than what the complex used to be, as you know, because you've been here, from here for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you think that in the long term that kind of continues to grow and all of that around Burkdale, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it feels like it's only going to get better and better. You know, if you look across the street from Burkdale, there's development going on over there. There's just more and more coming to this area, which means more and more people. So as long as we execute and we do a good job, the people are going to be there. I feel like.
Well, and people got to eat.
That's right.
That's true.
All right.
Excellent vegetarian options as well.
Oh,
yeah, good to know.
Yes. Good call.
Yes. Bill's lady's a vegetarian, so that's right.
Excellent.
Or pescatarian?
Pescatarian. Yeah, she'll have some fish. Yeah.
Has she had the falafel?
She loves the falafel. Yes, it's that was our
great taco. Great, yeah,
absolutely. And I see you got a new cauliflower. I used to, I love the old one. Now I'm interested in this new pistachio cauliflower.
Very good. I like this one better.
Okay.
This, the new way that we do it. It's got a.
I trust you.
It's got a hummus on there, and then a pistachio chimichurri. Mm. It's got it's really really
sounds
good.
Fun.
Yeah.
Do you guys, so you open, are we going to open for breakfast at some point? For
we'll do breakfast tacos for you guys.
Breakfast
yeah.
to late.
Breakfast margaritas, breakfast tacos.
It's never too early for
never
a margarita.
Too early.
There you go. All right, Bar Taco grand opening taking place April 11th in partnership with Cool Kids Clubhouse, local nonprofit. Visit the WSIC News and LKN Memes Instagram pages for the links. Zach, thank you so much for
coming. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Go by Burkdale and go to Bar Taco. Great atmosphere, delicious food. I can't wait to try the tres leches, the duck, and the pork belly tacos. That's next.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy little Friday to you. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. We're joined now by Anna with Pharos Parenting. Anna, you are actually getting to kick off this Tie a Tree, 8 o'clock. You're in Harmony right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I am. We are tying a tree blue today. We're going to be in 5 different locations across Iredell and one in Alexander County today. Literally tying trees blue for child abuse prevention awareness.
Talk to us about Pharos Parenting, the history of the organization. You guys are located in Statesville. Tell us about the services that you guys offer.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are, first and foremost, a parent education center. So we do free parenting classes. We do an in-home program that's completely free. We can get some one-on-one support. We also offer court-ordered supervised visitation and a coaching program for parents with children in foster care.
And the event today is Tie a Tree Blue. And so you're hanging blue ribbons from trees throughout the community. You guys are in Harmony at 8 o'clock, Statesville at 10, Troutman at noon, Mooresville at 2, Taylorsville at 4 p.m., I believe is what I'm seeing here at the schedule. Now, this isn't just Pharos. You guys are partnering. You guys are doing this in collaboration with multiple nonprofits today. Is that right?
Right. So I'm out here with Children's Hope Alliance, Dove House, Children's Advocacy Center, the Department of Social Services, Guardian Ad Litem, and Iredell County Partnership for Young Children. So we have several staff members and volunteers out here tying a tree blue in the Harmony Park this morning. So we're going to be on the road all day.
So April being National Child Abuse Prevention Month, tell us about Pharos and where the mission of Pharos aligns with child abuse prevention. Where do you guys fit in that equation?
Right. So in 1979, the Exchange Club adopted child abuse prevention as their national project and formulated the Parent Aid Program. So it's an evidence-based in-home program. And we are one of 4 centers in the state of North Carolina that offers that. So essentially it's parent education for the prevention of child abuse. So if you teach them the skills, then it results in happier, healthier homes.
So trying to prevent child abuse from happening, intervening in people's lives before they get to a point that they actually commit the act of child abuse. Can you walk us through like a typical person who may be like someone who should consider looking into Pharos and the resources you guys offer?
Honestly, something that we've kind of started saying, especially this year, is Pharos is for everybody. So we do have people who have been referred through DSS or a doctor or a therapist, but we also have people that have been self-referred and just need some parenting skills. Maybe they didn't have that mother, that sister, that coach even, that was a positive role model in their life to give them some of the necessary skills to be a parent. But walking through it, it's almost like if you've ever seen the show like Super Nanny or Nanny 911, it's kind of similar to that. So we go in, we do an initial assessment, we make sure that basic needs are met, like food and diapers, things like that. We get them connected with resources, and then we build a plan based on that.
So the color blue represents child abuse prevention. Tell us about this day, Tie a Tree Blue. Tell us about this and the symbolism, kind of the hope and the goal of it.
Absolutely. So I'm actually wearing a shirt now. So it says Every Child Matters, and it has all of the logos on the back. So it's actually, the color blue was adopted as the symbol of child abuse prevention and the pinwheel that represents a happy, carefree childhood by Prevent Child Abuse America. So we are just kind of taking that and getting on the streets locally and spreading that message. They have a day coming up that's Wear Blue Day. I believe it's April 5th. Don't quote me on that. But we are actually having an IRL in Alexander County Wear Blue Day that is going to be April 12th. So we encourage everybody to wear blue on April 12th, just in solidarity against child abuse.
Okay, Wear Blue, April 12th is the event. So wearing blue, showing your support. Anna, you guys also have a physical location there in Statesville. Can people come by and see you guys if they have questions or want to learn more?
Absolutely. Please do call us. Call us 704-878-2227. You can give us a call. You can drop by. We'd be happy to show you what we do. Maybe see if either you'd like to partner with us by volunteering or sponsoring, but also if you are just interested in seeing what we do for services for yourself, we would love to have you.
And Anna, remind us again of the services that Pharos can offer, because it's quite a robust list that we were talking about yesterday.
So free parenting classes, we do a dad's class, we do a brand new parents class, pretty much anything that you could want in a class, completely free. We have a sponsor, Raymer Oil Company, that helps us with the cost of that. Parent aid, which is our in-home service. We have supervised visitation through the court system, and then a coaching program through the Department of Social Services that's for parents that have children in foster care. And we coach in attempt to shorten that time in foster care. But we also can teach workshops. So if you're a daycare provider, a church, anything like that, we'd be happy to come in and help out.
There's the concept of the pinwheel, and I'm reading this article on Iredell Free News right now, talking about the number of children who were killed at the hands of their parents or caregiver in 2022, 31 pinwheels being placed out in remembrance of those children. What's it like in a day-to-day to work in this organization that you're working in?
So it is... it's a burden, but it's a joy of a burden to bear, knowing that you can make a difference. So we're on the prevention side, but several of the organizations here are in the intervention side. For example, Dove House, who helps children that have been sexually abused. So we see all stages of abuse. And I think that what we do at Pharos is particularly important because we don't know the impact. We don't know how many lives of people that we're going to touch that maybe would have had a history or have had a history of abuse, or maybe would have made a different choice later on. And because of the skills that they got from us, they didn't take that path.
The Tie a Tree Blue Day happening right now. Anna joining us from Harmony, where it's kicking off in partnership and collaboration with Children's Hope Alliance, Department of Social Services, Dove House, Guardian Ad Litem of North Carolina, Iredell County Partnership for Young Children, Anna with Pharos Parenting. How important is collaboration for your organization with other nonprofits and other community partners?
So important. So we don't want to recreate the wheel. So if somebody is doing something awesome, we don't want to start doing the same thing because it's just going to water it down. We want to support each other. We have constant contact with the different organizations that have a similar mission but are offering different programs. So, for example, Iredell County Partnership for Young Children has what's called the Pampered Pantry, and they offer free wipes and diapers, which are, as a parent of a toddler, very expensive. So a lot of times we will refer some of our clients to them to get stabilized with that.
All right, Anna with Pharos Parenting again today. Tie a Tree Blue. Pharos and the other partnership organizations going around started 8 a.m. this morning in Harmony. 10 a.m. will be in Statesville, corner of Trad Street and Water Street. Noon in Troutman at 125 Main Street. Mooresville, 148 North Main Street. Taylorsville at the county courthouse. And it sounds like you've got a busy day ahead of you. Thank you so much for what you and the team at Pharos does. Pharosparenting.org is the website, Pharos, Pharosparenting.org, if you want to learn more. Anna, thank you again so much. Looking forward to find other ways to spread the word about the wonderful things you guys are doing in the community here in the future.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me. And I hope that the community gets to come out and be a part of something special today.
Take care, Anna.
Thank you.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good Morning LKN on WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good Morning LKN. 818. Happy little Friday to you. Thanks again for Anna Ferris Parenting for coming on, talking to us about Tie a Tree Blue Day happening right now. They're in Harmony. Going to be making their way around the community. Pharosparenting.org. Pharos. Now let's get a look at the street and see what's going on out there. Ride ICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, how are things looking now?
Well, Justin, they're running slow. Just past exit 31, the Langtree exit in the southbound lane, there was a two-car bump-up right as you get to the lake, and it had had traffic backed up, not only in the regular lanes, but also in the toll lanes. So I'm running behind this morning, but they should be getting that cleared up. But you'll see a slowdown at Lake Norman there past Langtree. Also, traffic was slowed down from Cornelius, really almost to 485 this morning, southbound. And then when you get to about Trade Street in Charlotte, traffic was slowed down there to almost a stop. 77 northbound from about 485 up through Cornelius. There was some stop and go traffic there. Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues on the secondary roads, but if you're going north or south on 77, expect some slowdowns.
Jeff, you're a daily commuter down to Charlotte, actually probably more than most because you go up and down a couple of times. Could we use another auxiliary road or lane?
Oh, yes. I mean, traffic is most every day, especially through the Huntersville-Cornelius area, it slows down. And so, yeah, and then with all the accidents, north and southbound there, we definitely could use some more roadway.
What about like a tunnel? Like what if Elon came through and bored a tunnel underground? Would you be comfortable driving in an underground tunnel, Jeff?
Well, I've drove through tunnel going to Ontario, Canada from Detroit. So it doesn't bother me, but I don't think they're going to tunnel through Lake Norman.
One can dream, Jeff. One can dream. We appreciate you. Ride ICATS.com. Thursday, the day you guys are going to Winston-Salem, $1 to get picked up at your front door. Driven to Winston, $1 back. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. Drive safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow I am off for Good Friday, so I will talk to you on Monday. But Bill, Justin, and Manny, I hope that y'all have a great Easter.
Happy Easter, Jeff.
You too, Jeff.
As a man of faith, it's one of our most important holidays is to celebrate your risen Savior. So anyways, God bless you and your families and have a great Easter.
Amen, Jeff. We appreciate you, sir.
Bye.
RideICATS.com. Get there safely. Do it with Jeff.
So much wisdom from Jeff. Every
Always.
Day.
Constant.
Every day.
As I'm sitting here looking, I was actually thinking about some wisdom. This loopy thing you got going on in the back of your phone, how is that compared to the,
Love
what's it.
It
called, the Pop-Its?
Much better than the Pop Socket.
Pop Socket? Pop, lock, and drop it.
Yeah, no, I prefer the loopy.
Does it hinder you? Does it limit you any differently than the Pop-It?
The only thing it hinders, no. The only thing it hinders is like when I'm in the car, I'm not sure where to put my phone because I have like a little holder that I would put it in. And I'd have to take the case off.
So it's the case that's got the loopy as compared to, you know, the Pop-Its can be independent of a case.
Yeah. But no, the loopy's the way to go. Not sponsored. They didn't pay any money for this.
No.
It's
just
fantastic.
Testing the product.
I like it a lot.
I'm looking for an authentic review.
I prefer it over the Pop Socket. It has not changed my life as people promise, but it's a pretty good phone case.
It's on the way.
And I've dropped my phone several times. It hasn't busted, so.
Do you think Waffle House changes people's lives?
Oh, man. I miss Waffle House so much.
Do you?
Yeah. On 28? Yeah. Big time.
Is it just like the hangout and the atmosphere that was, or
no,
is it the food?
No, I like the food.
Sure.
I mean,
it's kind of like home cooking.
I mean, it's good.
It's a flat top.
It's cheaper than most places you're going to go around here.
Less expensive.
It's like fast food, but not really fast food because, you know, you're sitting down, you're getting...
Well, how long does it take to make a pancake?
Yeah. Or waffle.
Or a waffle. Yeah, I guess a waffle, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's got a timer on it. Like, you know, you go to a hotel and, you know, it's got the timer. You do the little flip machine.
But I love a Waffle House waffle. Mm. I'd go there right now.
Do they
now.
Use the Crisco to make it crispy on the outside?
Mm, for sure.
Definitely?
Definitely.
Is the Crisco go inside the batter?
Yeah.
You've taught me this, I think. Yes. I'm trying to remember. Yes. I didn't know if you just kind of glaze it with a brush.
Butter. Yes. Not all the butter, just in place of some of the butter. About half the butter, replace it with Crisco.
Half the butter, replace Crisco. Mm-hmm. That's the combo so for it's making
like,
waffles.
For like, well, I don't know for waffle. I don't use butter in my batter, my waffle batter. But I just buy the instant pancake batter.
Well, there's hope for Exit 28. We may be able to get Waffle House or at least a crew of Waffle House back in because there's a Waffle House in Atlanta. And I don't know if it's entire Atlanta or is it one specific location. Bill, I don't know if you have any insight on that with your ties to Atlanta.
I know they roll tight together.
Yeah.
Waffle House is the birthplace or Atlanta.
Oh, is that where it started?
Waffle House started. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Original?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Waffle House workers are on strike in Atlanta and to demand an end to their mandatory meal deduction policy, deducting $3 from every pay shift, regardless of whether they eat. And they say it's unjust.
What?
That's not fair.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'd be mad about that
too. They get to eat. They can eat.
But if you don't eat,
they still
take your money. Yeah, that's not fair.
I don't like the way that sounds.
Oh, you don't like people just taking things without you saying it's okay to take it?
Yeah.
Especially from your money?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's profits over people right there.
Yeah. Well, it is an election year.
Mm.
Yeah. Are they, they're unionized. Or is unions by state, not by organization? Like, I can't say Waffle House unionizes.
I don't know how unions like work. I don't know how they work. Is it by state, you said? Or it's
I think it's by state.
Or by
like, North Carolina is not a union state. But there's organizations here that are part of unions, like auto
teachers?
Workers.
Is there a teachers union?
Not in North Carolina.
Not in North Carolina?
No, I thought
there was. Sorry.
Shh, don't do that.
No, I thought there was. I'm sorry.
And I'm not hating on unions. I don't know anything
about them. Really.
I think the origination of unions. But see, because like when I see on strike, that's what makes me think union. You know what I mean?
I think this is just one Waffle House in Atlanta that the whole staff just walked out.
Right.
I've seen this.
It's a single Waffle House that's leading the charge.
Not just like I saw a Dollar General where all the staff walked out and they just had to close the store for the day because of unfair practices. I think the issue at the Dollar General was that they were taking food. The manager wanted to take the food that was going to be thrown away and donate it to a homeless shelter or something like that. And the corporate people said, no, you have to just throw it out. And so they went on strike, walked out, had to close down the store for the day.
The whole day.
Yeah.
Just one, though? Everybody came back?
I don't know who came back.
Well, this one here. Let's play this video and see, because they do have a video for this waffle. Let's see if we agree with this or not. Let's see what their demands are. That's what I need. I need to know their demands.
We just delivered our strike letter to our boss because we're demanding $25 an hour, 24/7 security, and the meal deductions to stop. We delivered a letter to tell them they had 2 weeks. Today is a 2 week mark, therefore we're striking for 4 days.
No changes are gonna be made unless we do something and we hit their pockets. So that's exactly what we're doing.
We ready!
What, say what?
We ready for y'all.
All right. Now they're just yelling at me. All right. They're ready. $25 an hour, though.
That's a lot.
I didn't see that. I don't see that in this headline at all.
You didn't see that.
That's not in the headline.
So you didn't listen to the video?
No, of course not. I just saw Waffle House on strike, bring it back to Corntown. We got a group of Waffle House workers ready to come back. That's what I thought.
Are you paying them $25 an hour? That's a lot.
To make waffles?
Yeah.
And I'm not hating on it. You know what I mean? I'm saying, though, like $25 an hour?
Yeah. Minimum wage is still at $7.25.
Let's do the math on that. Let's do math on $25 an
hour. How many waffles do you guys sell?
I'm going to assume a 40-hour work week, and I'm going to go 52 weeks. And obviously, we know that there's some room there, but let me do it. So $25 an hour times 40-hour work week times 52 a year. So $52,000. That's a decent salary.
That's a decent salary. Mm-hmm. That's a decent salary.
For making waffles?
For making waffles. Probably you know, you don't have to go.
And I'm not saying it's like the greatest work environment, because you got some unruly people that come into Waffle House, unfortunately.
I don't know that I agree with the $25. I do agree with the security. Definitely needed at a Waffle House, especially if they're going to be open 24 hours.
Some people can hold their own.
You think
some
so?
People don't need the security.
Well, some people do.
Waffle House security team in Atlanta, the Waffle House employees, you better come correct.
If you're going to strike the Waffle House?
Yeah, if you're gonna come to Waffle House, yeah, they're not.
You need to bring your own security.
right. Right.
Oh, I thought the security was already provided. Like, you've seen the security guards there.
No, yeah, they're working. They're the guys.
The guys making the waffles. Saying.
They're making waffles and security.
Doubling up.
25.
Hence the $25 an hour.
Extremely reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doubling up paid security. 30. I'm not scared to pay people. Give them
how much
money.
You got to charge for a waffle, though, if you're making $25 an hour?
And that's my point. I ain't seen no Waffle House balance sheet right now to see or their profit and loss.
I'm sure Waffle House is doing just fine.
I'm sure they're doing fine. I don't think they're struggling.
Hey, cost has gone up, too, on the food.
Everything costs
more. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Forks, plastic forks, metal forks.
The $3, though, that's what I agree with. You shouldn't be doing that. Like
the $3 deduction, I think that's an easy low-hanging fruit. Hey, yeah. Stop taking it. Then this is what you're going to have, though. Well, all right, I'm going to eat something today. How do I take it out of my check just for today? Okay, make a note. Okay, I didn't eat today. I only ate half the plate. Can I do $1.50?
Why don't they just do, hey, you know, get 50% discount or you get one free meal or
sure, just let
like
them
that.
Pay out of
yeah,
their
yeah, just do
just
something like that. That would make more
like
sense.
Like a coupon?
Well, Katie
coupon?
Worked at Hello Sailor, and so she would just, you know, pay half of what it would cost to eat. I think
that was
the
deal.
I think it's 50% whenever she
I would imagine most restaurants offer their people deals on the food there. That just makes sense. Or even offering them a free lunch.
Yeah. I think I can't be for certain, but I feel like some of my friends who have worked at restaurants have said, like, if you're working an 8-hour shift, you might get a free meal. If you work like a half day, you can get a discount or something, but it just depends on how long you're working.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think that this is all the Waffle Houses. Like, I don't think we're going to see a strike at the one on 23 today.
No. That place is packed all the time, too.
All the time.
They got no problems getting people in there.
It's just this one Waffle House in Atlanta has decided that it's enough. Enough is enough. Is it? Maybe it's just Atlanta. Is Atlanta just enough? Do we need the security level like Atlanta's got?
Maybe.
Oh, well, somebody got shot at the one on 23. I forgot about that. Maybe we do need the security.
We need the security.
Dang. Great.
Stone Lodge.
Oh, no.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 834. Happy little Friday to you. You might be looking to do something this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to do something, you may want to go to Boone, North Carolina, to the High Country. And where would you want to stay? Definitely Greystone Lodge.
Absolutely.
G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Being joined by Ben McKeithen right now. Ben, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, folks. How's it going down your way?
Oh, it's getting sunnier. So it's supposed to be like 80 this weekend here for Easter. How about up there?
Yeah, it's gonna be nice. I think I'm looking at high 60s and 70s.
April 1st, right around the corner. Crazy to think about that Monday is the start of a new month, start of a new quarter. For Grandfather Mountain, is that become a main attraction starting in April again, or kind of how does that work for Grandfather Mountain?
So Grandfather Mountain is a year-round outdoor activity for our guests to enjoy, but they really kick off a lot of unique programming starting in April. So, you know, we're going to be telling you more about that on our blog post as well on greystonelodge.com. But, you know, every day there's activities, nature walks and hikes, learn all about the ins and outs of Grandfather Mountain for sure. There's lots going on.
Greystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Solar eclipse is coming up soon. Ben, I'm going to give you the same advice I've given everybody else. Don't stare into the sun. Don't do that without the necessary eye protectors. Any particular activities going on up there in the High Country related to the solar eclipse? Do you guys have a better vantage point?
Speaking of Grandfather Mountain, they're doing actually on April 8th, the solar eclipse. They're doing a special event up there where basically, you know, the solar eclipse line kind of runs right through the middle of our country. If you've been seeing that online and whatnot, but they're saying 87% is going to be the it's going to be it'll be blocked by the sun 87%. So it'll be actually a pretty good vision from up at Grandfather Mountain.
And looks like first 100 guests receive free solar eclipse glasses with emissions. I mean, that would be a spot to look at it at, right? Like you're clear from the top of the mountain. Not bad.
Yeah. And like a perfect designated viewing point. They've picked out the perfect spot on the mountain, and viewing time is between 2 and 3 p.m. on that day. So it's a kind of a very unique day for sure.
The Mile High Swinging Bridge also there at Grandfather Mountain. As you know, Ben Daniels, not a fan of heights. And yeah. I was on the Mile High Bridge with him, wondering if maybe some solar glasses would help him make that journey across, because he would not be able to see everything around him. So that would be pretty good. Wilson Center for Nature Discovery. Can you talk to us about that at Grandfather Mountain and what those exhibits are like?
Yeah, so they put a lot of money into the mountain the last several years. They've opened a brand new new building called the Wilson Center, as you said, and in there you're going to have 12 or so interactive exhibits as you walk through. They also have a an auditorium area where they show videos. They have a really nice gift shop and restaurant up there in the visitor center.
Quite a bit to do. And that's where we drove it last when we came up to Boone for the basketball game against Auburn. The scene from Forrest Gump was filmed there going up the mountain. Have you sat on, isn't there a bench, I think, too, from one of the scenes there, Ben? Or am I making this up? Or I think there's a bench, too, that was part of the movie.
Yeah, so it's when he's running up the S curves on Grandfather, and when you go through the curves, there'll be a sign that'll show you the exact curve where they did the filming. It's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Greystone, again, greystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y. Greystone has a mascot. Is that right, Ben?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of fun creating our mascot. I don't know of a whole lot of hotels that actually have a mascot. It just shows you the level of interest that we have in being unique and kind of outside the box. So Snaggy the River Otter is our mascot, which we've introduced through social media and other outlets over the last several months. But it's just a lot of fun. It's interactive. Kids enjoy talking about Snaggy. We even have a little Snaggy River in the back of the hotel. We've been working on, and our landscapers have made it really, really homey for Snaggy. But yeah, you can actually take a Snaggy doll home with you. We sell them in our lobby.
Snaggy.
I love this paint with an otter. That's so fun.
Sounds like a fun activity for the kids when they're staying. Because all of these things we're talking about, right? Whether that be Grandfather Mountain, or whether we talk about Tweetsy, or we talk about some of the great, wonderful other local businesses there in Boone. It all has to do with, you still need a place to stay, and you want a great place to stay, and where your lodging should be done is Greystone Lodge. Again, G-R-A-Y, greystonelodge.com if you're traveling to the high country, because of the concierge level service that Ben and his team provide. Ben, you guys also have deals for people too that are going to Grandfather Mountain. Do you guys have any deals with Tweetsy or anything like that as well?
Yeah, so glad you asked. We actually do sell tickets to Grandfather. They're discounted. You're going to save quite a bit of money just buying them directly from us when you get here. The other advantage is if you buy those tickets online, you have to kind of be assigned a certain time to go. With our guests, you literally can just show up, and so that makes it really convenient for you.
Totally. Tweetsy's opening up April 6th. Day Out with Thomas in June. July 4th, Canines, Ghost Train, Tweetsy Christmas. I mean, Tweetsy really does multiple events that I imagine people travel up to the high country for throughout the year.
Yeah, we definitely start seeing our Tweetsy crowd start rolling in the next week or so. Really excited about that. They've been... I drive by Tweetsy every day when I go home, and I've been enjoying seeing their interactive sign talking about upcoming events. Thomas is going to be coming in June, April 6th is when they're getting open.
Did you want to be a train conductor at one point, Ben?
You know, I was always more of a caboose guy. I like to ride in the back. I think it's fun.
It is cool because they still do like the... what is it, like the cops and robbers kind of thing there on the train when you do the ride too through the mountain?
It's pretty fun. Cowboys.
Cowboys,
it's
sorry.
A Western theme.
That's what I should have known that. Yes, I should have. I mean, I've seen it, so I knew it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Tweetsie too, because it's something I did as a kid. And so something you can take your own kids to do too. Real nostalgic.
It's been there forever. I remember the theme song. Tweetsie, you're a blast from the past.
That is the theme song. I totally forgot that one. That's a good place to go.
Ben, do your guests sing that through the lobby after they've visited Tweetsie sometimes?
You know, I don't see that as much, but I do see a lot of kids walking around with their sheriff badges and their
cowboy hats
and,
yeah.
You know, cowboy hats and all the fun. So, yeah, absolutely.
Somebody you've had on with us this on our ventures during the week, Ben, the Summit. And that's pickleball, I believe. Huge, huge phenomenon here. Obviously no different in the high country. Talk to us about the Summit tournaments that are coming up.
So the Summit is a great indoor pickleball facility that's just gotten open this past year. It has taken off. And they're scheduling tournaments, and a lot of locals are getting excited about it. You can do memberships. So April 13th, they're going to do Pickleball with a Purpose. And that's going to be a tournament. You can learn more about that on our, on our blogs, and we'll tag it through Instagram and all that. But those events are fun. They do food trucks. They pair that with beer, music, silent auction, those kind of things. And then April 27th through 28th is the Spring Slam tournament. That's a mixed, men's, women's, and then they do mixed on Sunday. So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So another great, local partner, something fun to do while you're here in the high country.
Something else that people will be thinking about here in the spring, which is crazy to think about already, but graduation, right? So App State, the campus graduation going to be taking place in May. What is that like when you near the end of the year throughout the high country? The end of the school year, I should say.
You know, I'm already seeing, as you drive through downtown Boone, just yesterday I saw people taking their graduation pictures, the iconic locations throughout campus. So people start planning ahead for that. Yeah, so the families are calling ahead and getting their reservations booked. That weekend is going to be also the weekend that Adam Church is playing at the Appalachian Theater on that Friday night. That's going to be a huge weekend.
Wow.
Up in the high country.
Shout out to Adam Church, a friend of WSIC, and obviously a friend of Boone and the High Country and Greystone and everywhere else. Wonderful, because he went to App State, and that's awesome. Friends with Luke Combs.
So that's right.
There you go.
That's right.
And then you've got the Appalachian Summer Series concerts coming to Kid Brewer Stadium. Ben, what's the sentiment and what's the talk around town about it?
We're just really excited about the lineup this year. They've announced a whole bunch of exciting people that are going to be coming up here. We always just get excited about outdoor concerts, indoor concerts. It's going to be a fun summer.
And we can't forget about Merlefest coming up at the end of April. We'll be doing a giveaway with Greystone. So four pack of tickets to Merlefest, in addition to a stay at Greystone Lodge. We'll be announcing those details soon, so you're going to want to follow WSIC News, LKM Memes, Greystone on Instagram for your chance to win those. Ben, what do you want people to know about Greystone for the weekend?
For the weekend, you know, this is a great pre-spring weekend. You know, a lot of fun things going on in the high country. Just a great time to get away, to get out of the hustle and bustle of Charlotte and the surrounding area, come up for a weekend. We still have rooms available. We're doing that deal still through the end of March, where if you want to book two rooms, like to get an adjoining room, more room for your kids or family, one room is going to be full regular price, and then you're going to get half off the second room. But you've got to call the hotel direct to get that, 828-264-4133. And then there's a link on our Instagram page where you can get 25% off if you stay more than three or more nights. So, you know, got some great deals out there, ready to bring your folks up to the mountains and enjoy something a little different.
Ready to rock and roll, staying at Greystone Lodge, the best place to stay if you're traveling to the high country. Concierge level service, graystonelodge.com, G-R-A-Y, graystonelodge.com. Ben McKeith, and General Manager. We appreciate you, Ben. Looking forward to connecting with you again soon.
Okay, and have a great Easter weekend, folks.
You too. Happy Easter.
Justin
Bill and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, okay, and 8:48. You know, tomorrow is the last work day of the month.
That's right.
It's actually Good Friday tomorrow, too.
It is Good Friday.
Teachers have off. I think the schools are closed for Good Friday, right?
Today is the last work day.
Today, I guess, technically, is the last work day.
And then spring break starts the week after for a lot of people.
Wow.
That's a big, big day. It's going to be a great Friday tomorrow.
So here's the thing. If you're a teacher, or you know a teacher, mm-hmm. or you submitted a teacher, or you submitted yourself because you are a teacher to the Teacher of the Month contest.
Right.
You should be listening to the show tomorrow because we're going to pick our first winner.
That's right.
Teacher of the Month. Thank you to our community partners, Nina's Boutique, mm-hmm. Located in Antiquity. $50 gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Brighter Smiles of Davidson. A free gentle whitening treatment given away each month to a teacher that's selected. But you got to nominate the teacher.
To nominate the teacher, but tomorrow our first one will be selected. But if you don't win, don't worry.
Don't fret, don't frown.
That's right. You can win the next month.
Because you don't have to register every single month.
No.
We're keeping the running tally of all the great teachers in the around the local area. And so even if you're not selected, your name still stays in there for the next month. It's not a one-off. Mm-hmm. This is a continue appreciation.
Yep. But we're going to announce who's going to the winner tomorrow here on the air.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, I mean, we will.
We will. We
probably.
Will. We'll let you know who won tomorrow. So you got to be listening tomorrow to see if we picked your name too.
Definitely.
And it's random draw. So everybody has equal chance to win.
Yep.
Excited.
As far as I know, I'm not on the list because I'm not a teacher.
No, I'm not on the list either. No. I'm not a teacher. I know a lot of teachers, though.
Know quite a few.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for our first winner. I'm excited for the contest. And thank you to Nina's and Brighter Smiles.
It's a great idea.
For being a part of this, too.
I can't take any credit for it.
I wasn't giving you any.
No, I appreciate that because I can't take any. No, I appreciate that. So again, if you want to register a teacher, WSIC News is Instagram, LK and Memes is Instagram,
right.
WSICnews.com. All those places lead you to the page where you register. Simple registration, name,
and it's
school.
Pinned to the top, so you don't have to scroll through to find it. It's just pinned right there on the top.
You really don't. And I think everything's spelled correctly. Can't say the same for Bojangles, though.
I know. Poor Bojangles. I hate it for him.
Is it Bojangles' fault? I could eat Bojangles right now.
Okay, who else's fault could it be if it's not Bojangles' fault?
The sign company?
Perhaps. So there's a new Bojangles that opened up in Knightdale, North Carolina. Do you know where that is?
Knightdale?
It's like towards the eastern side of the state.
It's near Chippendale?
I don't know. Raleigh-ish area, Research Triangle Park
definitely
area.
Definitely Chippendale territory.
Yeah, definitely. My old pal at the state you're in, he got the picture for me. So,
oh, nice.
Bojangles spelled Bojangles. How would you pronounce that?
Bojangles.
Bojangles.
Bojangles. Let's all go over to Bojangles.
Not only, it's a new Bojangles that's opening up in Knightdale. Not only did they misspell the sign,
mm-hmm.
but they installed it.
Yeah, they definitely went for it.
Yeah, all the way.
They shot their shot. Maybe nobody will notice.
How far do you get into that process before?
Oh, I'll tell you what happens. You get paid twice.
How's that?
It ain't the sign
company's fault. They sent you a wrong sign.
Yeah, you proofed it and you agreed to it.
Right. Oh. The sign guys put it up. Now they're going to have to take it down.
And doing it. Oh, so the
we're
going to
do it again.
So we're submitting a change order. That's what
correct.
We're
doing. Correct.
That's exactly what
we're
doing.
How
now.
Many people had to look at this sign and say, yes? Is it one or is it multiple stages to get there?
You think like the general manager is standing out in front of the sign looking at it as they're installing? Well. Looks like we changed our name. Did anybody get that memo?
Yeah. I just wish I could have been there and been like, the sign guys see it, good to go. The whoever made the sign gives a thumbs up. You know, at what point? It got to the point where this sign is on the building and somebody drove by and took a picture of it.
Right.
It's gone viral now. That's how they know their sign's spelled wrong.
And look, could we be upset if I were, and this is me putting on my Bojangle hat right now, if my Bojangle hat.
Mm-hmm.
Could I be upset at whoever was at fault in this process? Absolutely, I could.
I'd leave it.
Not bad marketing, but simultaneously, how about the fact that Bojangles is still open up new locations?
You have a problem with that?
No.
Oh.
I don't have a problem with Bojangles. I like Bojangles.
I like Bojangles.
I'm just saying, I think it's impressive that they're still opening up locations.
They're doing all right.
They've been around for a while in North Carolina.
They're not struggling at all.
They are, you know, aren't they just North Carolina? Or is it beyond North Carolina?
No, no, no. They go beyond. They go beyond North Carolina.
But they're not nationwide.
They're not nationwide. They're regional. Like southeast.
Regional.
I don't know how far north or west they go. They're primarily in the southeast. So North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia. I'm not sure how far west they go. But yeah, they're doing all right, I think.
They're doing all right.
They're doing okay.
Do you think they use non-antibiotic chicken?
No.
And they got that full antibiotic?
All the antibiotics.
Full.
I mean, they're not even proofreading signs.
That's I'm saying.
They injected the chicken in the back room. That's what they're doing.
They're making some Bowberry biscuits right there, and they're just living their best life.
Throwing the antibiotics.
They're
on
having
that.
A great time over there.
It's like the new salt, isn't it?
The antibiotics, the new salt.
You want it
or you don't want
new,
it?
New pepper flavor.
You want antibiotics or no?
We got none. This new one we'll sprinkle on there for you.
I don't know.
We can put it inside. We can put it outside.
Well, I have found a solution to my gas pumping issue.
You did?
And it's not an electric car.
Well, so this has to be something so...
I got so hyped about this morning. And here I am, 4:30 in the morning. Everybody's asleep. The house is dark. And I'm just scrolling through my newsfeed. And I come across Juiced Fuel. Now, this is in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
So I can't... Probably they won't come up here. Maybe. If I ask nicely, they will.
Mm.
This company will come to your house and fill up your car with gas. They have regular, premium, diesel, ethanol, F, whatever that is. And they'll just come and fill it up. And the post that I saw was like, is your gas tank always on E? And I'm like, yes. Do you hate pumping gas? Yes. And they'll just come and they'll fill it up for me. So like, better than the Amazon that drops off at, 2 in the morning. They're going to come to my house. They're going to fill up my car with gas. So when I get in to go, I don't have to stop.
All right. So first month subscription is free. It looks like appears based on the marketing here. $24 is what it is on a monthly subscription. Or $8 for a single delivery. So in addition to whatever they're saying the cost of the gas is.
Correct. So it's a $24 per month, like convenience fee for them to come. That's what they make every month. I'm paying it.
Do you get gas weekly or how often do you get gas?
Well, I'm driving down to South Charlotte.
So more frequently now.
Yeah. Usually twice a week now that I've gone up. I should have filled up on my way here.
So this is a killer deal for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Saving money. I'm making money, I think.
You've actually got the system rigged right now.
I think I'm going to be okay.
They're not going to be happy with you.
I think I'll just pay whatever it costs them to come up from Charleston twice a week and fill my car up.
Drive right behind them with a little like truck full of Skittles.
Yes, I was going to say.
Snacks.
The snacks.
But start selling those in addition to.
I'm saying Cashins doesn't have to worry. I got no problem with stopping and getting snacks. It's the pump and the gas part that I hate.
So you would still go, if you didn't have to go to a gas station, you would still go to gas stations? You go inside these places just for the stuff?
Yeah.
You intentionally say in your day, man, I need me a pack of Skittles.
Yeah, I do. I do.
What was the last thing?
I was there yesterday. What did you get
yesterday?
I got a Diet Sundrop Manager one because they were cheaper.
Man, you don't get more Carolina than
that. Right.
It's a Carolina cocktail right there.
The high test tier one, right? Full on tier one, not diet, but then the Diet Sundrop because, like healthy.
It. Did you stop at Cashins too?
I stopped at Cashins.
Stopped at Cashins for a Diet Sundrop and a tier one.
I mean, that's where you know they're going to have it.
That's where they always have it. Yeah.
That's true.
They're always going to have it. It was on sale. 2 for $2.22.
The Diet Sundrop to cheer one is awesome.
I had a long day yesterday. I had to drive in that rush hour traffic.
But you didn't go to Bojangles?
No. Didn't go to Bojangles. Didn't go to Bojangles. Mm-mm.
All right. Well, this Juiced Fuel might be a thing. We'll see if the franchise comes up here. Juiced Fuel on Instagram if you want to check them out. They got about 14,000 followers.
Yeah, they're doing right. Something. Yeah. The Charleston area. So yeah, if I ever go down to Charleston for the weekend, you know who I'm calling to fill my car up before I go home.
So you'll stop at a gas station to pick up a Sundrop and Cheerwine. Will you go to a store to buy a computer anymore?
I cannot remember the last time I purchased a computer.
How long have you had this machine?
This one is from my other job. They provided this for me. So I've had this one for about a year because I've been there about a year. Mm-hmm. Before that, every other computer I've had has been like provided by work
the company.
And then if I like it, when I leave, I say, can I just buy this from you? And that's how I get a new computer.
Every time, just keep I'm already using it,
right?
Like, might as
and
well.
Like, what are you gonna, you're gonna have to clean it off, you're gonna have to do things, you just say, here, I'll give you some money,
take it,
let me keep it.
Yeah, you do not want to clear this as
well. You don't want to deal with what's going on here.
Well, because I saw this announcement, I don't know the last time you've been to Best Buy. Shout out to Circuit City.
Remember Radio Shack?
So there's a post here from a and I've not heard of this business before. Maybe I'm out of the loop. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty up on current events and what's going on in the world. Micro Center. Have you heard of Micro Center?
No, never heard of
this. This rendering is one of the best I've ever seen in my life.
Micro Center calling all Charlotte customers. It doesn't look like a rendering. That's a real person walking through that, but that is not AI generated.
Is a rendering.
This is very AI.
This is from a different location, shot on scene. This is what the headline says. Calling all Charlotte customers. The moment you've all been waiting for is nearly here. Our Charlotte location's grand opening will be May 10th. Does this business survive? Micro Center.
Mm. Okay, first thing I do when I see something like this is go straight to the comments. Mm. First comment. Can't wait to get some PC parts. They found their demo. There's people out there.
So this is for the super technical, is what you think.
I think so. It must be for people who enjoy taking things apart, putting them back together. That's not one of my strengths. The person also said that it was their birthday. A Micro Center fled back. Happy birthday.
So it looks like the location is going to be 77 and Woodlawn area down in the south side of Charlotte. So, you know, kind of halfway between, let's call it the city and 485, right on the south side. And so it's going to actually be here. Meet Charlotte, meet Micro Center. It's excited to be here. And I don't know. It looks kind of like deep in the weeds technical stuff. So it might be like an outlet for people that need that kind of immediate.
Maybe there's a niche that needs that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like Amazon can't get it here and I need it before 2 days.
Right.
Right. That's the
before
segment
the blimp,
they're filling.
Drone, et cetera,
right.
Can get here.
No, go to Micro Center off Woodlawn. Don't wait. That's the way to do things.
Yeah, I like it.
Happy little Friday. Hope y'all have a good one. Tomorrow being regular Friday. Regular Friday?
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
And a great Friday because we got so much fun stuff happening.
That's right. Opta Health LKN joining us tomorrow. We're excited to have them in. They'll be on at 7:30. We'll get a look at sports with Joe Burke. Speaking of Joe Burke, hosting Home Ad the rest of this week. Patrick Reynolds starting on Monday as the host of Home Ad. A buy, sell, trade, birthday anniversary, 844-788-3464. Love you, my Kip.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.